Well, perhaps a sign of the times right now, forged vaccine cards, and now one pharmacist facing 120 years in prison for selling them online. NewsAsian's Felicia Bolton joining us now. So, Felicia, these cards were actually authentic.
Nicole, that's right. They were the real deal. Investigators say that 34-year-old Tang Tang Zhao appeared in federal court today, indicted for theft of government property, right? Because they're more than just paper. The Justice Department says he sold more than 100 of these cards to 11 different buyers.
Tang Tang Zhao is a licensed pharmacist in Chicago. Federal prosecutors accuse him of selling 125 authentic CDC vaccination cards for $10 each between March and April of this year. Each of the 12 counts carries a 10-year sentence. Court documents reveal federal investigators discovered he embezzled, stole, purloined, and knowingly converted official vaccination cards for 11 online buyers. The transactions value exceeding $1,000. This isn't the only case of stealing vaccine cards, though. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers working at the Port of Memphis have seized thousands of fake COVID-19 vaccination cards from China. Officials say the fake cards are easy to spot due to typos, unfinished words, and spelling errors. So far this year, authorities in Memphis, Tennessee have busted 121 of these shipments. And in Hawaii, two tourists were arrested in Honolulu's airport for trying to use fake vaccine cards to travel to the islands. The FBI says using fake cards threatens public health.
When people sell fake vaccination cards or sell real vaccination cards to people who should not have them, it puts everyone at risk. So that individual is going to go into a public place. They're going to be walking around potentially unmasked and possibly spreading COVID-19. That's something that we don't want to see happen. We don't want to watch the widespread accidental, death of a number of people by intentional criminal actions.
Yeah, sounds like a small thing, but it's actually a very big deal. The Senate's top Democrat is demanding a federal crackdown on fake COVID-19 vaccination cards sold online specifically. New York Senator Chuck Schumer is calling for U.S. Customs Border Protection and the FBI to join forces to basically stop these counterfeiters, Nicole. And it could lead a lot more people to prison.
Yeah, definitely a big deal because that's some potential big prison time there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, Felicia, thank you.